Welcome to the K3ORB Echolink node in Ocean City, Maryland.
KB3WQI standing by on Echolink for the statewide net.
Testing. Okay, it's working. And good evening, everyone. This is KB3MXM. We'll be starting in just a few moments. And thank you for joining us this evening. KB3MXM.
Papa Baker Charlie. Who's ever bring up the repeater? There's no audio. It's just a kind of a beep-beep tone at the end. I assume when it's unkeyed, it's a single report. This is WA3 Papa Baker Charlie, and I'll be monitoring for a while.
Okay, it's a few minutes after, thank you, John, 26 users. Thank you. It's a few minutes after 8, and I still see some folks coming in, so we'll drag our feet here for just a little bit and let all those come in, anyone else that's going to be joining us. Also, I have a request, which I'll post in the chat box during our meeting this evening. I have a question. And maybe any of you that are online can answer. Now, for those that are listening via the repeaters and are not in the Echolink app, you can certainly send me an email. But here's what my question is going to be. And you can put it right in the chat window so that I see your call sign. And that is, although we use Echolink and we may use other applications that allow amateurs to talk to each other. The most popular ones that I've, you know, that I think most people recognize is things like B-Star and WiresX or Fusion or C4FM, whatever you want to call it. But there are also other means of communicating, like, for example, DMR, digital mobile radio, and some of you may very well have a license to GMRS or any other radio system that you are licensed to use or that you're able to use, CB radio, B1. So I'm going to put it in the text box this evening as an example. And what I'd like you to do is help me get an idea as to what other forms of communications that you are able to use and that you have the ability to use. So with that, and we're at 4 minutes. I'll go ahead and do. We'll get started. Let me turn down my monitor. This is KB3MXM. You're listening to the Maryland DC section Echolink Net here on the WB3GXW Echolink system and link repeaters. We'll be right back. All right, let's go ahead and get started. Wow, the list is filling up pretty quickly here. Let me copy the list just for a moment, and I'll be right with you. Stand by. All right, very good. Excuse me. I'm sure that some of you already know the allergy is. Oh, that's right. I forgot MERS. Nice. Nice one. I forgot MERS. Hang on. Let me add that to the list. Hang on a second. That was a great one. I forgot all about MERS. Very nice. And FRS. That's the other one. Let me add FRS to this. Hang on. FRS, the radios you buy at Walmart. Don't need a license. Okay, D-Star C4M. Excellent, excellent. See? So think of this as you're looking at the chat box. You know, we say RF, but really what we mean is radio friends. It's not radio frequency, it's radio friends. And you may find that there are hams right here on this net that have the capabilities to communicate across other means of communication. On my DMR radio is up and working right now, and I'm on Maryland 3124. So if I called on there and you had your radio on, you'd be able to hear me. GMRS, FRS, the camp type radios, or you might use the FRS radios if you're working an event, helping a served agency or other organization, they may have FRS radios. And to use these and understand the rules and regulations and limitations is very important too. MERS is VHF, right? DMR is primarily UHF. So, all right, You guys are doing great. Thank you very much. All right. And as far as all the other, as far as the amateur modes, and you know, analog, digital, FM, AM, you know, if you just put ham, or if you just put your VHF on there, or UHF, I think everyone will understand that that's what you primarily do. And for those that do Morse code, CW, there's another good one. All right, let's get started. Oh, the list is filling up quickly. Thank you very much, everyone. All right, this is KB3MXM. My name is Marty. I'm the Maryland, D.C. section manager. And thank you all for joining us this evening. Thank you, John, WB3GXW, for the use of the WASH underscore DC, and our other repeater owners, trustees, and operators for joining us with their LinkedIn RF repeaters. So with that, we'll go ahead and get started. Stand by. All right, and for somebody's on 670. So one of the things that, just by the way, FYI, one of the things that I recently did that I think might be beneficial, you know, I was, before we got all locked down and it was moving around was very difficult, I would occasionally go to the Guild Will store, the secondhand store, and one afternoon there was a old Radio Shack scanner sitting on the shelf, $5, and the sign says, broken, does not work. Well, you know, that doesn't mean anything to me. Wait a minute, let me turn the radio down. That doesn't mean anything to me, because broken just means that it can be fixed, I hope. So for $5, come on, that's better than a ham fest deal. So I decided to take it home, and you know what I use it for now? I use it as my station monitor. I have put all of my repeater frequencies in there, the GMRS frequencies, the MERS frequencies, all the frequencies that I might monitor. It comes in very handy to be able to scan them. You put them in different banks, and when something's going on, like a storm or some activities, I can just scan the bank, UHF, VHF, whatever. So that scanner, that very old, 20-year-old Radio Shack scanner is now my station monitor. I thought that turned out to be pretty good. And several other hams that have been on that I've talked to have also thought this was a great idea. So just consider that. Don't throw it away. Reuse it. All right, KB3MXM for the net. Here we are at 10 after. Let me take a quick break. If you've missed the question of the evening, what other radio capabilities do you have? Do you have equipment? I spelled equipment wrong, and license or the ability to work with other forms of communications, put it right there in the window, and I'll capture all of that, and it'll be our friends, our radio friends report tonight instead of radio frequency. It'll be our RF report tonight. All right, here we go. All right, I sent out the notification via the Maryland list server. If you are a league member and you do not get those emails automatically, you can certainly sign up for them. You can find that in your profile. And what you do is you select section news or other information. And there's other things in there too, this benefit of being a member. And if you want to see, if you want to get the satellite three-line reports, TLEs, or you want to get DX reports, or you want to get things like that, you can sign up for them and and you set up your email forwarding service, and it will go right in your inbox. Or you can find it on Twitter. We have the Maryland section has a Twitter page and also a Facebook page, and thank you for all the net control operators and other stations on the nets that are sharing that during their nets to come here this evening, and we're all going to get some more good information. Stand by. All right. First of all, it's a couple of announcements that you may or may not know about. The section news, I apologize. I have been absolutely beat up at work with all of the COVID areas getting set up and all the stuff there. It's been a very, very difficult time for me to find much time to do anything because we're very busy in supporting all the inoculation centers as well as the other emergencies that are going on, disasters going on around the nation. Break. I'll try to do better next time, and I hope to do better this weekend. But first, I'd like to share the following events with you, and then we're going to go down the list, and maybe we'll get some more events from the rest of our participants. All right, on the Ham Fest front, believe it or not, yes, we're going to have a Ham Fest this year. Matter of fact, we're going to have several. And there are also Ham Fests going on locally around us. So if you know of one that is close or in Maryland, you know, a good bit, not too far away, and you want to share that with me, we can get that published if you want to, or send me the information, send me a link that I can find it. Here we go. May 30th, the Maryland FM Association Ham Fest at the Howard County Fairgrounds, West Friendship, Maryland. And information can be found on marylandfm.org. In Virginia, the Old Virginia Hams Tailgate Party, that's only a tailgate party this year, Manassas Park, Virginia. Information can be found on their website at whiskey4oscarvictorhotel.net. And I'll put these in the windows, the links are the URLs, as soon as I get a chance to move over there and do that. Stand by. The Father's Day Ham Fest Arcadia, which is Upperco, Maryland, which is north of Reisterstown. That's the Baltimore Beltway, 695 to 795. Go all the way to the end of 795. Do not go towards Westminster. Go to the end of 795. You'll be at Maryland Route 30. Hang a left, and it'll be up there on the right-hand side. Let's see. July 3rd is the 50th Firecracker Ham Fest, Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Information can be found on their website at whiskey3uniform.org. And then out to October, so we stopped at July, August, September, now off to October, the Cara Ham Fest, the Cara Fest, West Friendship, which is the Howard County Fairgrounds. And information can be found on their website at CaraFest, that's CaraFest.org. Break. All right, there you go. All right, and let me go ahead and post the question I had for everyone, and many of you have already answered that, so thank you. And that is, do you also use... do you use or have equipment license for GMRS, DMR, FRS, MERS, D-Star, see if you are for your ham, hotspots, CB radio maybe, all forms of communication. So thank you. I also put the links for the upcoming HamFest and then the ARL link for looking up HamFest. Okay? All right, let's take a break, and then when I come back, we're going to go through the section staff, have them say a few words, and then we'll go right down the list here. So stand by. This is KB3MXM. You're listening to the Maryland DC Section EchoLink Net here on the WB3GXW EchoLink system and linked repeaters. And we'll be right back. Okay, you guys are doing fantastic. I like to see that text window filling up. Thank you so much. And obvious, and I want to say HF, VHF, UHF, all very, if you do satellite, maybe you've done the HT or maybe you've got a, maybe you've got an aerial antenna. You know, that's important, too. This is, like I said, in this case, it's RF, radio friends. You might find, like I turned down my DMR radio because I didn't want anybody to interrupt me. Okay, the last thing I want to mention before we move on, some of you may know what a bulletin station is, official bulletin station. That is a designation given to a station. By the league, and we have an official bulletin station right here in the section, and I'm going to allow Mr. John, if you will go ahead and give everyone the schedule for the weekend bulletins, please. WB3GXW.
Well, good evening, everybody. This is WB3GXW. On Saturday evenings, we start off with Amateur Radio Newsline and ARRL Audio News. A couple times a month, there are additional bulletins put out by League headquarters, informational and educational type. and I will also transmit those. On Sunday, that's at Saturday starting at 8 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. On Sundays at 7 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, latest edition of This Week in Amateur Radio. It has news and information, also educational segments, and the Ancient Amateur Archives produced by Bill Cottinelli.
B3JQQ.
For the bulletins, they are transmitted on the repeater on WB3GXW-R node and the WASH DC node. Anybody who wishes to connect is welcome to do so, and the bulletins are very informative, and I do get some reasonably good comments. So 73s, everybody, make it safe, and good night. Back to net control, WB3GXW out. Hopefully my audio's held up.
Your audio sounds good, my friend. Sounds good. Okay, let me go to the Maryland, D.C. Assistant Section Manager, Alpha Bravo 3 Whiskey Golf, Mr. Chris. He's going to maybe perhaps some information for us. And then I'm going to, and then after that, we're going to go to, let's see, do we have, Jim is on here too. Maybe we'll go to Jim first. Yeah, Jim Cross. Let's go to WI3N, who is here as Atlantic Division representative. We'll go to Jim Cross, and then we'll go to Chris, AB3 Whiskey Golf. Go ahead, Jim.
Okay, thank you very much, Marty. And good evening, everyone. I will say that we did make a phone call on the 12th to Senator Opinski's office and was told that they did not think that HB 663 was going to get to a committee and out of committee to the Senate because it was the last day of the Senate doing its thing, and they probably wouldn't have enough time for it. So our take from that is next year we make sure it gets introduced again, and then we stay on top of them until that thing gets through and passed. Okay, thank you, Marty. Back to net, WI3N.
All right, very good. Thank you, Jim. And, you know, we did a last-minute rush there. I got notified again on Sunday that they was coming up for a vote, and we needed to get the word out, and I want to thank any and all of you who participated in that call-up. And from what I heard, some of the replies that I've gotten back, both email and phone, was that when they called later, the Senate aide said, "Oh yeah, I've been getting a lot of phone calls." And exactly what Jim said, it died in committee. I watched the proceedings until they closed. It was not brought up. It was in committee review, and from what I heard, the committee had questions. I don't know if I can really agree to that, or I can really say that I believe that. If they had questions, they could have asked. I don't know. But we're going to try to find somebody in the Senate to help also co-sponsor this bill, which is a repeat of last year, is for reasonable accommodations for amateur radio. And you can look up Bill 663 in the Maryland House, and you'll see the details there. Thank you very much. Break. All right, let's go to Alpha Bravo 3 Whiskey Golf. And after Chris, we're going to go to, Jim's on here. After Chris, Alpha Bravo 3 Whiskey Golf, let's go to our Section Emergency Coordinator, Jim, WB3KAS. Okay? So first Chris and then Jim. Go ahead, Chris.
Okay. Thanks, Marty. Good evening, everyone. I'm really looking forward in the upcoming months to getting out to some of these ham fests and club activities. So if you're a club or is having a ham fest or something, as Marty mentioned, please do let us know so we can get that information out. Secondly, I want to give a shout out to a little bit of self-serving here, but the Baltimore Traffic Net We continue to welcome new hams to the Baltimore Traffic Net, which runs each evening at 6:30 p.m. on the Shawsville repeater, 145.330. Some really excellent work being done by the net members lately. I'm super impressed with the traffic handling that's being done. Also, we're scheduled to do some training for Aries groups coming up in the next month or two, and we would love to train you on how to do traffic handling. And all you have to do is join us on the Baltimore Traffic Net, and we can help you do that. It's good training. It's a lot of fun. And it's also something that the Aries groups are interested in. So that's all for today. Thanks, Marty. AB3WG.
All right. Thank you very much. Yes, Baltimore Traffic Net. And with that, there are other related nets, HF nets, VHFs, other nets that also occur. There's the social net in the morning, the Orioles net. There's the Holly net on the Anne Arundel repeater. For those that are commuting or for those that are desk commuting in the mornings, and there's also nets on the weekends. So very good. Excellent. All right. Let's go to WB3KAS, Mr. Jim, our section emergency coordinator. It's your turn, sir. All right, didn't hear anything, Jim. Let's go to, do we have, yeah, I realize that. Okay, it's all right. Do we have Stephen on here, KC3DSO? Are you on here, sir? If so, go ahead. All right, let's move on, and we always give those chance to try to fix things. We're going to move on, and in 1 minute I'm going to ID, and then we're going to go to some repeaters. Let's go to W3YVQ, Father Al. He's the Maryland Section Traffic Manager. A few words about the traffic net, sir. Go ahead.
Very well. Good evening, Marty, and everyone else aboard this evening. Welcome, W3YVQ. Well, if you look over that list of other radio services, many of them allow you to have voice contact with other geographical points in a coverage area, which might need such during a disaster where support or tactical communications is in order. But of course, since governments tend to write down from their workstations formal written record traffic having to do with collection of intelligence and the issuing of commands to take action to mitigate and recover from a disaster, formal record traffic will be presented to you at some point in time. Unless you feel really comfortable in transmitting email formatted text in complete unambiguous protocols that make sure that all the case and the punctuation gets transmitted properly, that can be kind of challenging. The easiest solution is WinLink. And if you use WinLink to tie together your points of contact in the disaster, you can provide formal record traffic easily in full email formatted text. Eric? And then you might ask, how are you going to do that through a lot of these different radio services? And it's probably not allowed on most of those other ones. And the question then becomes, what is the usefulness if you can't get it on all services? Well, there's some fairly simple and interesting solutions to consider. One is, if amateur stations are equipped with WinLink for passing that record traffic to or from a NIMS ICS command post or the EOC, it's possible for you to use those other radio services to meet up with folks operating in the local emergency services in the neighborhood through FRS, GMRS, etc., or perhaps even with a roving ham with DMR or other forms of tactical voice communications, and get their information to the local ham station, let him put it into the record traffic flow. That way you can avail yourself of connections to Web EOC and directly to the EOC and NIMS ICS workstations through the appropriate section chiefs. Food for thought. Radio email service nowadays is the way to go. The learning curve is very short, even for officials, and they can make their own spelling mistakes if you interface with them to collect their traffic electronically. 730, have a great weekend, W3YVQ.
Okay, thank you, Father Al. And now we'll ID, and then we'll switch over to some of our local repeaters, and then we'll go through our list, and you can all share what's happening in your area with their members here this evening. So this is KB3MXM. My name is Marty. You're listening to the Maryland, D.C. section of EchoLink Net here on the WB3GXW, Wash_DC, EchoLink systems and linked repeaters. We're going to take a brief pause. Let me catch up on my paperwork, get another roster, pull another roster here, and do some sorting. So sit back and watch the colored pictures fly through the air. Some of you may know where that comes from. All right, take a break. We'll be right back. All right, that should be long enough. Thank you again. Please don't leave. We've got lots to talk about and a whole bunch of stuff to hear from our members around the section. We're going to work on repeaters now. Let me go, oh, wait a minute, wrong button here, folks. Oh, I forgot to do that. We're going to go to the repeater list. And how we do this, I will call, if I know the repeater operator is on, or I'll call the repeater call sign and ask for someone to check in. And then once they check in, you will then ask for stations that are connected via RF. So, for example, it would be, hi, this is Marty, KB3MXM, coming to you from the K3ORB repeater. Nothing to add. Are there any other RF stations that would like to check in? And remember, you got to spread it out, folks. Slow down. You only got one guy taking the notes here. So that's how we do it. So we'll first start with WB3GXW-R. Go ahead, John. Anybody on your system? All right, anyone connected to the WB3GXW repeater that would like to check in your call signs, please?
KB3UZT, listening in. Over.
All right, KB3UTZ, thank you for checking in. And I'll look up your name and location later. Is there anyone else? And we can do this contest just one right after the other. As soon as one checks in, the next one can. And then when we get to the end of the list, I'll acknowledge everyone, ask if anyone has any additional comments or if you want to give them when you check in, like, hey, there's a parade going on, or hey, there's a bad thunderstorm. I don't know. Whatever you want to, whatever you think is for the benefit of the group. Okay, any additional stations on WB3GXW? All right, nothing heard there. Let's go down to K3ORB. Thank you for checking in from Ocean City. Do we have a station there? And call your stations.
This is K3DVG. Back to net.
All right, K3 Delta Victor Golf, thank you for checking in. And is there any other stations on the Ocean City repeater that would like to check in? All right, I heard station. I heard station. Remember, key your mic or key your button or whatever you're using for EchoLink. Wait just a moment. Give your call sign, name, and location. Go ahead. All right, let's move on. How about W3FDK? Mike, are you on? Please check in and call your stations.
KB3MXM, this is K3DO. Thanks, Marty. And my comment is thanks for the net again, another great net on the third Friday here. And I'll go ahead and see if anybody's listening on the repeater. So any stations that are on the W3FDK repeater in Frederick, if they want to check into the net, please call now.
Alpha 3, no money.
KB3, Echo Oscar Foxtrot, Sandy in Middletown.
K3ORW.
Kilo 3, Kilo Oscar Hotel, Pert in Jefferson, Maryland.
Alpha Charlie 3, Echo Whiskey, Mark in Frederick.
Kilo Charlie 3, Papa Romeo India, Tony, no traffic.
All right, we'll start top of the list with AA3NM. You can pass it to Sandy, KB3EOF, Sandy, you can pass it to Leonard, K3ORW. Leonard, pass it to Kurt, K3KOH. Kurt, pass it over to Mark, AC3EW. And Mark, you can just send it back to me.
Very good, thanks, Ned. Alpha Alpha 3, November Mike, the handle here is Steve. We're in Sinksburg, Maryland, taking a long path to Gamble Mountain. Just wanted to say hello to everybody, and no traffic. Alpha Alpha 3, November Mike, clear. Pass it on.
Okay, thank you, Steve. KV3EOF here, and I just wanted to give a shout-out to Aaron, KC3QPJ, who's been doing a lot of activation on Gambrel State Park up there by the tea room at 1,800 feet, which is just down from the repeater there. But he managed to do a lot of FM simplex contacts up there and made a 100-mile contact on 2 meters, which was quite exciting. So I'm going to pass it on down to Leonard, K3ORW, KV3UF.
Okay, Sandy, K3ORW, good evening all. Not a whole lot from here, but I think I understood Marty's question. What other kind of stuff do we do to operate? Well, I'm just mostly do this, and I do fusion. That's about all I do right now with ham radio. Okay, not allowed to do anything else. Let me see. I forget who gets the next K3ORW.
K3ORW is K3KOH. Thanks, Leonard. And, good simplex work by Aaron on Gambrel, that's for sure. And we've been enjoying experimenting in simplex world on digitally on D-Star and DMR on several bands, including the 220. And with that, I'll pass it over to AC3EW, K3KOH.
Kurt, this is AC3EW. Yeah, just keeping up with the news this evening, monitoring the net, and it is good to see the simplex operation. That is a great ham radio operation. So back to you, Mike, K3DO from AC3EW.
All right, I just want to acknowledge that we had Tony, KC3PRI, check in with no comments there. Back to you, Marty. This is K3DO.
B3JQQ.
Thank you very much. This is KB3MXM. You're listening to the Maryland DC section Echo Link Net here on the WB3GXW and Wash underscore. All right, let's go over to let's go over to November Charlie 3 Mike conference. Anyone on there? Check in and call your station.
Morning, NC3M Mike. Link to the WA3YO Peter in Rockville. Anyone? Link to Peter DRF. I'd like to check in. Go ahead and call now.
All right. Doesn't sound like you have anyone else over there. You have any comments before we move on?
Thanks, Marty. Just curious. I don't know if it's on your list of things to do, but I don't know if anyone else has upgraded recently to the new version of EchoLink. I did a couple weeks ago. A few glitches. I'm not sure if anyone else is having any issues with it or not, but might be curious to find out. That's all for now. Thanks. Back to you, NC3M.
All right. Thank you very much. Yes, I upgraded too. I think I'm at 2.1.109, I think. All right. Let's go to, thank you for checking in your stations. Let's go to the KA2JAI repeater. And who do we have there? And call your stations.
Thank you, Marty. I have four stations on Echo Link so far, AV3XJ, KC3QVG, WA3COY Skywarn, and K3PEL. U4, please stand by. Anyone who is going to check in via RF over the 805, please call now.
KV3KWP, no comments.
November 3, Sierra Echo Oscar, no comments.
KB3, November 3, Hotel Uniform, no comment.
No comment.
November 3, Hotel Uniform, no comment.
Okay, there was one more who doubled with Rob. Who is that, please, besides HU? Okay, I'm going to go up to the top of the list and back down again for comments. We'll start with AB3XJ. Go ahead, please.
Good evening, all. I have nothing for the net. AB3XJ.
KC3QVG, go ahead. WA3TOY, go ahead, please. K3TEL.
Kilowatt 3 Tango Echo Lima. Good evening. Great net, Marty. And that's about it. I'll see you when the Ham Fest. No doubt you'll be at the Ham Fest, and I'll be making whichever I can make. So good evening, all. K3TEL clear.
KD3UDJ, comments, please.
Well, thank you, Mike, and thank you for letting me on the net. First time in a long time I've been on the net. My apologies. And reference to Mike, to KB3MXM question, I have used DMR, DMRS license, MR, and URS. I'm familiar with all of those radio frequencies and services. That's it for me. Back to net control, KB3UDJ.
Thank you, Chuck. WA3TOY, let me try you once again. Okay, Marty, it looks like I'm the last one. I will mention that tomorrow, Saturday morning, will be our next monthly Aries meeting. We're going to keep our normal Aries business within the first hour of the meeting. During that time, we will be including covering plans for two upcoming exercises for us. One in May that's going to focus on the use of Go Kits, and another one in June that I'm referring to as a mini SEC. It'll be a more kind of comprehensive using many of our tools and techniques. That'll be in June. Then once we get past the first hour, we're going to have one of the two Saturday sessions we have every year of Web EOC training, which is going to be given to us by OEM. We have a really good turnout for that, too, almost 20 people in that class. I'll turn it back to you, Marty. This is KA2JAI73, all.
All right, very good. Thank you. This is KB3MXM. You're listening to the Maryland DC Section Echolink net here on the WB3GXW-R and Wash_DC and other linked repeaters. Don't leave, folks. We've still got some more to talk about, and you'll get a chance to listen to it first thing right here. All right, I think I've got to the end of the repeater list, and I apologize if I haven't, but let's get to some of our stations because I know they've been patiently waiting, and I know they have stuff to tell us. Stand by. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. All right, let's get through the list. I'll start with what I have, and if you have no comments, that'll be fine. If you have something to share for the Maryland section, please share it with us. And starting, I already took care of him. Stand by. All right. November 3, Bravo Lima Echo. He's on his phone. He's on Echolink. That's important. November 3, BLE, your comments.
Good evening. This is November 2, Bravo Lima Echo. Birds lay eggs. I'm in southern Maryland, Port Tobacco, and I have nothing significant to report, and I like your net. Very good. Good luck, fellows.
All right. Thank you very much. Moving right along, let's go to KB3LMLI, and I had a 2 there, and I said 3. I shouldn't have. I'm sorry. KB3LIB on the phone. Go ahead.
Roger. Good evening, everyone. This is KB3LIB from Fort Washington. Nothing major to report. We will be doing field day this summer, thanks to one of our members and their connections at the same place, Marty, that we always do it. So hopefully maybe you can come down as COVID friendly. So that's down at the Nanjamoy Creek Environmental Education Center in Nanjamoy, Maryland. So looking forward to summer field day. With that, back to you, Marty, KB3LIB.
Q.
All right, thank you, Cato. And you know, that place, if you wanted dark skies and you don't want to go past Hagerstown, you're probably as close as you're going to get, except maybe some places on the eastern shore. It's absolutely beautiful down there. I will tell you, though, being the section manager, and when I drive around to field days, That one takes me the longest time to get to, but it's a great trip. You're going through southern Maryland. There's no expressways. And so you get to see southern Maryland for all its splendor, all the things that are going on. I mean, really, really, really do. And he knows I've come in at dark 30 at night, and they got the telescope up and running, or they're doing something, and the skies are just absolutely transparent. Thank you very much. All right, let's go to Tommy, N3 TJO. Sir, go ahead.
Yeah, good evening, Marty and Nanette. Thanks for running the net tonight. Always a good show. The Comm Academy last weekend had a lot of good emergency communication talks and a talk by Ward Silver on HF bonding. So they put all the talks up on YouTube now, if you weren't listening on Saturday and Sunday. And if you go to Comm Academy, Comm with two M's, commacademy.org, or go to the YouTube Comm Academy 2021 channel, there's a lot of good information there. That's all I've got. N3TJO back to net control.
All right, very good. Thank you. Now, I know it's Don, and I'd have to apologize, Don. I looked up your call sign because it didn't make sense to me. I was like, Delta 60 Alpha Bravo. And I was like, wow, boy, we really get around. But I see you were here, and you are here. I hope you're still here. And I had to up, Don. So I'm hoping you're still here. That'll be DX for this evening. Delta 60 Alpha Bravo. Go ahead, Don. All right, moving on. W3YR Ted.
Good evening, Marty and everybody on the net. Here in Harford County, we are still dealing with some malicious interference on our weekly Harford County Aries nets, and we're going to continue to do some more investigation this upcoming net on Tuesday. And also, we have field day planned, possibly behind the EOC. If not, then it'll be at a friend's farm. And that's all I got. Back to you, Marty, W3YR.
All right, very good. Let me turn around here. Where is it? Oh, it's right here. I am holding the field day tumbler. I bought my field day stuff. I got the hat, T-shirt. I got the tumbler. Got a bunch of stuff I bought for field day. So, you know, you can't go on the road without the swag, so get your swag. And they were also, the league was selling Solar 25 shirts, T-shirts. I got one of those, too, somewhere. I might have put it in the drawer. Oh, no, there it is. There it is. I see it. The Solar 25 T-shirt and the Frisbee. Pretty cool stuff because, you know, that's one of a kind, folks. There's not going to be another Solar 25. Hopefully there won't be another Solar 24. But anyway, one of a kind. It's a souvenir as soon as you buy it, okay? Okay, it's historical. All right, let's move down to Chris, K3DCR. All right, moving right along, Woody, N3 Whiskey Bravo. Go ahead, Woody. All right, nothing heard there. Let's move on to Paul, K3PG, Papa Golf. All right, moving right along. Oh, I see Jed on here. Hey, dude. Oh, hang on. I want to get to you, too. Let's go to Tom, our Skywarn, W3TDH. A few words for the net, sir. And any training that you know about that's coming up. Thanks.
Yes, sir. Well, thank you. The training is all listed on the Skywarn page of the NWS website for Sterling. So if you just put Washington into the National Weather Service page, it'll take you to the Sterling site. Hit the Skywarn square and scroll down. You'll see the training that's open. They're conducting it all virtually now, and I'm urging people, don't be intimidated if it says Dorchester County. That's just who would normally sponsor it or who's handling registrations. There is no ban or restriction or even a courtesy thing about not attending from elsewhere. Remember that if you're an Aries member, there is an expectation that you'll have a refresher of the basics course once every 2 years. Other news from Skywarn, we're in the midst of changing out the tri-band HF antenna out there at the Sterling Forecast Office because it took some wind and ice damage over the winter, and we've got an antenna to replace it, and we'll take that one down and rehab it. But the Weather Service, we were all set to go out there and climb the tower and so forth, had to show our certifications and all that nifty stuff, and the Weather Service turned around and managed to line up a tracked high lift that will easily reach up to the top of the tower and make this thing a piece of cake. The only drawback is we'll have to have the antenna tuned in advance because the only people allowed to be in a high lift are Weather Service technical people. So even though we could have climbed it ourselves, we can't use the high lift ourselves. But we're getting there. They're going to change that piece of equipment over, and hopefully the new one will last quite a long time. It's one of the tri-band interlaced antenna, no traps, that was used at the World Team Radio Competition when it was here in the U.S. I think that's 14, and it was up in New England. So it's great antenna, and it doesn't have any traps, and once it's up there, we'll expect it to last a good 10 or more years. So that's what I have on the Skywarn front. Back to net, W3TDH.
All right, very good, Tom. Yeah, remember earlier, was it last year, they had to replace the bull gear in the weather radar, right?
That's correct, yes. It wasn't a question of it taking damage. An adjacent part had, I don't know if it failed or wore out. It's of no difference because by doing so, it caused the bull gear, which is kind of a main guts piece of gearing, to wear abnormally, and that's what caused it to fail. So that's been changed out, and while they were up there, the National Radar Techs took a good look at everything, and they think we're in good shape for quite some time. The whole setup was fairly recent anyway because it's one of the bipolar radars, the newer ones, so you know, it's not one of the old workhorses from yesteryear. Back to net, W3TDH.
All right, you're listening to WB3GXW and WASH underscore Echolink node. This evening is the Maryland DC section Echolink net, and you can see that our members are bringing us up to date on what's happening across the section and around the area. I'd like to go to Jim. It says he's got it fixed. I'm sorry, I haven't been reading the chat box, folks. WB3KAS, Jim, our section emergency coordinator, he says he's got it fixed. So go ahead, Jim, do you have anything for the net? Your turn.
B3JQQ.
Everyone else on the net, seems I had my signal link already in line and not the headset, so we're back online. I apologize for the delay. I missed out on the MCOM Academy over the weekend. I had signed up for it, and at the last minute, I had to attend a funeral in Baltimore, so that was not a good deal. Those who remember Ken, KA3PRX, who passed away last month, used to support and sponsor the link, the Echo link to the Friday night net that we're on now, and so with his passing, we're looking for a new sponsor who can put up a link for us. And so we'll keep everybody up to date on how that is coming along. Next is Southern Maryland Hospital Center, in fact, commandeered. We were on the highway, and they commandeered us and said, yeah, we need to have you come into the hospital to talk to us about updating your ham radio station here at the hospital. That's kind of interesting. We're running a link of radios from 2002, they're still running, and they have agreed to find some money in their budget that they have to spend, and so we're getting together tomorrow with the staff to come up with a list to see if they can accommodate what we're asked for, so we're really excited about that. That's going to be an opportunity to upgrade to the 21st century, et cetera, and the new technologies of today. Marty, we're also going to put together a 2020 report on the data that comes in for me to put up on the section. There's a lot of numbers, a lot of graphs, so be on the lookout for that. I don't know when, but it'll be sometime within the next couple of weeks, maybe a couple of months. And then finally, even though Erie's Connect is history, we're using the format of that to run in Prince George's County. And for level one, we did 12 lessons that the gang had to sit through, and we almost had everybody certified for that, moving on to level two. That's all I have right now. Back to Nut, and very good evening all the way around. This is WB3KAS.
All right, very good, Jim. Do you have Wanda with you? Does Wanda want to give an update on hospital?
Okay, I have to drive her away from work. She's upstairs somewhere, but I think I can do that.
All right, we got to take a break. John's giving me timeout. So let's take a break. Everybody reset, and we'll be back in a minute, and we'll be with WI3J, Stu, right after our break. KB3MXM.
Yeah.
All right, we're back. I heard a station break in. Your call sign, please. All right, nothing heard. Let's move to WI3J. Right after that, we're going to go to Pam, KB3SWS, then Jeff, KB3SPH, right after Stu, WI3J. Go ahead, Stu.
Hey, good evening, Marty. Everyone on the net, WI3J, Stu here in Gaithersburg, Maryland. And I want to report that a bunch of hams, a dozen or more, this past Sunday between 11 a.m. and 1 p.m., did a fox hunt on 2-meter simplex. So very well attended. I listened in to most of it. They had the foxes out there. Some were stationary. Some were mobile. And they had 15-minute increments. Vic, WB2U, was a coordinator, and he published a list of their time slots and their frequencies they're going to be on, either stationary or rover. And then the foxes, they were either stationary or they were also rovers and doing their reports and bearings and everything. And they were giving their reports on the Rockville 955 report. And Vic has been putting out after-action reports pretty much all week, triangulation maps, and man, oh man, the material is just like becoming overwhelming. But so very well received and very enthusiastic, so I'm sure they're going to do that again maybe sometime this summer. So that's another activity that hams can get involved in. Back to you, Marty, WI3J.
All right, very good. I'll give you some, I'll give you another direction finding a challenge. The Leonids meteor shower is coming up. Started on the 16th, goes to the 25th, peaks on the 22nd. I'm listening right now to the 6-meter beacon at John Hopkins Applied Physics Laboratory. There it is in the background. John Hopkins Applied Physics Laboratory in Laurel, Maryland. And that's on 50.064. That's one way to listen to meteors called meteor scatters. So for those, we'll hear the burn for the ping jockeys out there. All right. Thank you very much. Let's go to Pam, KB3SWS.
Thank you, Marty. This is KB3SWS checking in from Charles County, Maryland. And on April 24th, that's a week from tomorrow, it's a Saturday, a joint radio club display will be at the STEAM Fest, which is Science, Technology, Engineering, Arts, and Math, at the Pax River Naval Air Station Museum. And we will have outdoor displays right along the flight line. And so hopefully we will get a lot of kids to come out with our socially distanced and masked displays. And back to net control, KB3SWS.
Okay, there you go. See, that's why you got to stick around, folks. There's some amazing things going on, and you want to participate in these, okay? This is important. Education, you know, helping the kids get that education and showing our support, very important. Charles County, April 24th for the STEM Pax River display. Thank you, Pam. Let's move over to Jeff for your comments. KB3SPH.
Good evening, Marty. Just a reminder for the 80-meter HF hospital net Maryland DC Hospital Net is on Wednesday, this coming Wednesday, the 21st. I'll be net control at 7 p.m. on 3820. So stop by and say hi. Back to net from KB3STH.
All right, very good. And for those of you that have a multi-band, multifunctional radio, you're a ham already, so why not listen? You can listen. Maybe put something up, but maybe throw a wire out the window, whatever it is, just to listen. All right, with that in mind, let's see if we can go back. Well, that's a good reminder. Let me go back to, I'll see if KA3AHI, if Wanda's here. Wanda, are you on, and do you have a few words for the net?
She's not available. She's on the phone with family, but Jeff gave all the details on the UHF net. Thank you.
Okay, I think the response is Roger out. Is Ed, KB3WQI, are you still here? Your comments, please. All right, let's go to Ed. Wow, Ed, I haven't talked to you in a month of Sundays, Ed. KB3SGN, I hope you're doing well, my friend. Do you have any comments for the net? All right, nothing there. Let's go to Milford. I'm not even going to try it, Milford. You do it much better than me. November 3, WYG, Milford, go ahead. Okay, so he'll usually November 3, Whiskey Yankee Golf. I like the way he does that. Okay, let's go to Alex, KC3LOY. Alex, you're next. All right, listen up, folks. We're going to move pretty quickly here. November 3, Foxtrot, Quebec, Charlie, Don, a few comments, please.
Okay, yeah, nothing much to say, but I do want to mention that one of the best things in the area is we got a couple people that help people, young and old, learn how to receive and transmit messages. Basically, in the national traffic system, we got W3YVQ and AB3WG that both are great mentors and very patient and very nice at how to correct us and point us in the right direction to how to pass traffic. These guys are wonderful. So just had to call out for that N3FT feedback.
Yeah, very good. Very good. Yeah, I mean, one of the things you can practice, if you don't want to be on the air and you have a cell phone, you know, you can practice passing traffic over the phone. That way you can mentor through some of the more difficult. And then when you're ready, and after you get over that fear of picking up the microphone and making a mistake, which, Father, I will say, what do you used to tell me? If you collect all the sweat from all your mistakes in a jar, it'll, and then once you learn it all, the jar will, and then you, I don't know. Anyway, something about you'll never run out of sweat. I mean, there's always that opportunity. All right, let's keep moving down the list here. AC3 Kilo, your turn. All right, I do want to go, where's Ted at? I know Ted was here. There he is, KB3Z Zulu Tango Whiskey. Jed, go ahead, give us some words. Thanks for joining. Where did he go? Jed, I hope you didn't leave. Oh, my goodness. No, there he is, KB3ZTW, Zulu Tango Whiskey. Go ahead, Jed. All right, maybe he's figuring it out. We worked the other day at I happen to use my control button on the left-hand side as my push-to-talk, and I configured it so it's momentary, so I don't press the space bar because I'll be typing somewhere, not realize my mouse is in the window. And John will tell you I have locked this machine up more than once, not being careful. All right, let me go over here to the list because I don't know who's left here. How about do we have K3BT, Bob in Ocean City? Go ahead.
Good evening, Marty, and everybody on that. It's a late check-in. Would you refresh what you have going on for the HamFest nearby, Maryland, D.C. area? K3BT, back to net control.
Oh, that's a great idea. I forgot to redo that. All right, so I'm going to run down the list. I'll give you the dates, where they're going to be, and then you can check it on the league website. On May 30th, it is the Maryland FM Association holding a HamFest on May 30th. And West Friendship, which is the Howard County Fairgrounds on I-70 west of Baltimore, between Baltimore and Frederick. On June the 12th, the Old Virginia Ham Tailgate Party it normally is a ham fest, but they're going to have a tailgate this year, Manassas Park, Virginia, on June the 12th. On June the 20th is the Father's Day Ham Fest in Arcadia, Maryland. The town is Upper Co., which is north of Reisterstown, Baltimore Beltway 795. Go all the way to the end. Hang a left on Route 30. It's on the right-hand side. And then there's the 50th Firecracker Ham Fest in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Not that very far away from us up here near the Mason-Dixon, on July 3rd. Then a few months later, what's on the schedule right now is the Cara Fest, Columbia Amateur Radio Association, October 3rd, again, Howard County Fairgrounds, West Friendship. Information can be found on their websites. I also checked. I didn't find anything for West Virginia, nothing for Eastern Pennsylvania, nothing for D.C., and nothing for Delaware. That's your Ham Fest report. Do you need anything else?
Marty, thank you very much. New ham since October, so still learning, and that will be a great help to me. I expect to go to at least two of those. Thank you. Back to Net Control, K3BT.
Okay, very good, Bob. If you hear of anything happening on that side of the world, down on the other side, the Eastern Shore, where we all want to go this summer, I mean, we'd love to come down and visit, not just necessarily Ocean City. There's a lot of really awesome places, especially on the western side of the bay. I mean, there's some St. Mary's that's got some neat stuff. But if you hear of any ham fest or other ham stuff going on your neck of the woods, please drop me a note. My call sign, KB3MXM, at ARRL.net. Thanks. Okay, let's move down the list. Did I cover Paul? I did. Did I get, yes, I did. Yes, I did. I did that. Oh, looks like I got everybody. Let me go to the list over here. Who's left? Bruce. Bruce. I didn't do Bruce. N3BAL. Bruce, your turn.
Yeah, N3BAL, are you copying me? Over.
Roger, loud and clear, sir. Go right ahead.
Very good. I've never been on before. Just thought I would check in and have nothing to add. Back to net, N3BAL.
All right, Bruce. Thank you. What area are you in? What area, Maryland? Or you can put it in the chat window. Up to you. Or I can look you up. All right. Thank you very much, Bruce, for joining. Please come back next month, third Friday, every month, 8 p.m. right here. All right, let me go through the list because we are getting very long here. KB3MXM, you're listening to the Maryland DC section Echo Link here on the WB3GXW-R and Marsh underscore plus linked repeaters. We'll take a break and then we'll go ahead and 7-3. We'll get everybody. I'm not going to go through another round, but we'll make some more comments and then we'll be out of here. Thanks. Stand by. Oh, TOY, yeah, we'll get to you. Hang on. We'll get right back to you as soon as we take a break. Stand by.
No problem, Marty. I'll be standing by. WA3TOY.
All right. I think that should be long enough. Yeah, I'm looking forward to HamFest, too. Unfortunately, I guess things are pretty tough for everybody. I was given 44-foot ground rods, copper ground rods, 40 of them, brand new. It was left over in a state, and they weren't going to send them anywhere, and so they gave them to me. They said, here, maybe somebody could use them. And I said, well, I might sell them. They said, I don't care. They're yours. And obviously, I don't store that stuff in the house. Well, sometime over the winter, somebody stole them, all 40 of them, all of them. And I guess they needed them more than I do. And I hope it helped them in some way. What a shame. All right, WA3TOY, Mr. Kurt, you're next up. Do it.
Hey, Marty. I'm on 80 meters at the same time as this with the friendly bunch on 3919. Not much else going on, just working hard and enjoying the weekend now. WA3TOY.
All right, very good. NE3R, you're next.
Good evening, everyone on the net. This is NE3R, Joe. I'm out of state at the moment, so I'm checking in via my mobile phone. Hopefully you hear me okay. I wanted to let everybody know about Light Up 2 Meters Night. So some details coming. Be ready to copy. Light Up 2 Meters Night is a 2-meter FM simplex event. The idea is just to get everybody on the same band and mode at the same time and make some contacts that you wouldn't normally make. So that date and time is Sunday, April 25th, from 8 p.m. local time. Sunday, April 25th, 6 to 8 p.m. Of course, we all know 142, the 2-meter FM calling frequency. And, you know, you might sell simplexes local. You might have a very popular frequency in your neck of the woods. So give that a try. And hopefully 14652 will be a busy place. And we can move up or down 30 kilohertz, 60 kilohertz to 5.5, 5.8, or 4.9, something like that. Almost all of us have the capability to get on two meter FM, and just about every ham, there are very few novices left. Just about every ham has those privileges, and most of those will have the equipment. Thanks for hosting the net. Back to net control. This is NE3R.
Okay, great information. Thank you, Simplex. You know, I've always said that, and those that are still here remember me saying this. After your nets, if you're on 2 meters, move over to Simplex because you're already on the net. So after you're done, move over to Simplex on 5.2 and just call because you don't know who's there. And it's really, really important, especially if you have the opportunity to do the reverse when the net's going on. Like when after you check in and they're still taking stations, you can hit your reverse and make a list of those stations you hear because you may only be able to talk to them on Simplex. All right, I think that's it. We're going to end with World Amateur Radio Day announcement, April the 18th. World Amateur Radio Day is done every year, and it gives an opportunity for amateur radio to provide information and opportunities throughout the world. It runs Sunday, April the 18th, from 0 UTC until Monday the 19th. Is 0 UTC. It's a global event for all international amateur radio union areas, and the idea is to get on the air and experiment with that this first discovery of amateur radio, or maybe pioneer some communications with some well-known hams. So this is an opportunity I think everybody can embrace, and please do so. Also, keep your eye on the solar cycle. We've had some brief but exciting moments in solar cycle, and you might find an opportunity. And this time of year, excuse me, especially in the Mid-Atlantic, we get a lot of inversion. We get a change in temperature before the front. Remember, and when it comes to weather, weather fronts are a change in wind direction and pressure, so you want to look for that before the front, especially a high pressure. Cold air under warm air or warm air under cold air, you get an inversion layer, you get tropospheric ducting, and that's very nice for the upper bands. And you might actually hear that beacon I was talking about from very far away. And meteor scatter, you can use the beacons that are on 2 meters and 6 meters to listen to those. And when you hear that ping, you know there's been a meteor going over somewhere and ionizing and causing that second path. With the Doppler shift, so you hear that quick whistle sound. All right, with that, that's all I have. Remember to support your amateur radio clubs, your fellow hams. Check in on those if you haven't heard from them. Do your safe and welfare checks with them. Please be safe, well, and careful while moving around, and enjoy amateur radio. 7-3 is all. Have a great night. Wait a minute. Somebody's got something to say here. Mid-Atlantic Internet Protocol, MAPI, which is part 94. Oh, yeah. Okay. Warsha underscore DC have timed out. Sorry. Okay, got to go, folks. 7-3s. Everybody have a good night. KB3 MXN.
This is M2BLE.
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just wondered if Pam, for the STEAM event down at Pax River, if she has a call-in frequency or a coordinating frequency for that event. Over.
Go ahead, Pam. I'm leaving. Good night. 7-3 is all.
This is KB3SWS, Pam. I do not have a call-in frequency for that event at this point. Over.
Okay, thank you very much. Have a good weekend. 7-3s and 7-3s to Marty. Thank you for this. Good night.
Yeah, before you run, Bruce, Pam, do you know, I have to look it up. I don't know what it is off the top of my head. The local repeater down there, I think they're linked, right? The number, isn't that linked repeaters? Which repeater would be best to listen on down in that area?
Marty, this is KB3SWS, and we are double-checking on that right now. Over.
Okay, very good. I'll stand by because I'm going to put it in the chat window as soon as you come back. Thank you for that. Hang on a second, Bruce, if you're not run off yet. Nope, he hasn't. All right, hang on, Bruce. We're trying to get you some info.
This is N2BLE again. There is a ham station at the museum there, and I think they're run by the Southern Maryland Radio Club or the St. Mary's Radio Club. I'm not sure. But, yeah, they are listed under, you know, when you do a search for nodes in that area. But good evening to everyone, and thank you, Pam.
This is KB3SWS again. It is the N3PX repeater, November 3 Papa X-ray repeater. Frequency 147.195 megahertz. Over.
Okay, I've put it in the box here, and 147.195 is PL tone 156.7. Positive offset 156.7. Let me copy that and let me put that over here in the box and press the go button. Stand by. There you go. All right. Very good. All right, everybody. Have a good night. Thanks for joining, and we'll do it again in a month. Stay in touch. KB3MXM. Claire, good night. 7-3.